have a suffix, a question about this isha. Shema tira yom zeh. Maybe she'll still see some more dam today. We start from Esmol, and it'll add on to yesterday's seeing. The tira gam mocha, she'll also see tomorrow. Ve'evilah shlosha, and then it's considered like she saw 3 days straight. Ve'evilah zava gemurim. Then she'll be a real zava midraisa. Ve'im loy tira, let's say today that she saw yesterday, but today she did not see yet. If she doesn't see the whole day, then tita l'erev, tonight she'll become Torah. So again, this isha right down the daytime, it's a suffix, questionable, is she coming now or not? She saw yesterday dam during these 11 days, and today she didn't see yet. So right now when they're bringing the Korban Pesach, it's doubtful if this isha is tomei or not. We don't know what it is. V'yachakach rosa. And then later, after she brought the Korban Pesach, she saw dam that day. The Lachis says like this, Eina oicheles. She is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach at night, because l'maisha she's tomei. But the Brisa says clearly, Rabbi Yossi says clearly, Upturim molasses Pesach sheni. But she's potter from bringing a Pesach sheni. She doesn't have to bring another korban. Her korban was acceptable. Even though right now, it was at the time she brought the korban, it was doubtful to anybody if she's tummy or not. And after she brought the korban in the towards evening, she saw dam. So she did become tummy. So now, like as the Gloy Muslim Afreya, she was tummy at the time they brought the korban. Still we say the korban is acceptable. Why is the korban acceptable? We know now she was tummy b'shas ma'isa. Look who the pshat is, because this is tumas taim. Since at the time when they brought the korban, nobody in the world knew if she was tummy or not, you have the chiddush of tumas hatoim that says the korban is acceptable. So of course, not like this brisa. This brisa said by tumas ziva, it's not acceptable tumas hatoim, and here it says clearly it is acceptable, even by tumas of a ziva. Zanimara, of turim elasas pesach sheni, my timer, why doesn't she have to bring another korban pesach sheni? Lav mishum the brata tits. Even though we say on Erev Pesach when she brought a korban, she saw later on in the afternoon dam. So now it comes out that she was tomei b'shach the korban was brought. Still we say the korban was acceptable because the tzitz makes it acceptable. And why? Because it's called tumas hatoim. Nobody knew at that time she was tomei or not. So you see, even by ziva there is this chiddush of tumas hatoim. Amri loy, I'll tell you now, that's not pshat Rav Yossi. Amri loy, nishum diksava Rav Yossi mikanu labo himatama. I'll tell Rav Yossi shit there is. That's what we say during these 11 days. That if Nisha sees one day, she's tummy today. If she sees the next day, she's tummy again. If she sees the third day, then they all come together and makes her for Zava. Rav Yossi says, what you saw the first day, at the beginning of the next day, if she didn't see, she's really tor. If she sees again later in the afternoon, she first becomes tummy from then on. But up until she saw the second day, she's taka tor gomer. So therefore, the Isha saw dam yesterday. And now on Erev Pesach in the morning, she did not see. So according to Rav Yossi, she's Tohar Gomer. That's why her korban is acceptable right now. If she sees later on in the daytime, it's not mitzurif. It doesn't come collected with the Riyah yesterday. But rather, the new Tumah first starts Mikan Labo. That's Rav Yossi Shita. Iksav Rav Yossi, Mikan Labo hi mitama. It's only from now on that she becomes Tumah. And it doesn't equal on to what happened before. Therefore, it's very good. Like Rashi says, Mikan Labo hi mitama. Shemeris yem keneged yom. If an isha saw one day during these 11 days, she saw frog sas hayim. The next morning, she saw she didn't see any blood. The tovla, she went to the mikvah. Rav Yossi yelled tohera. She's tor lagami right now. Mituma shalesmo from yesterday's tumah went off. The chihod echazi bay bayim. If she sees again in the afternoon, mitama mikan labo. It's only considered a new type of a tumah that comes on to her. Hotei mocha shmeros yom. She has to watch herself again tomorrow. Hilchach is very good now. Vizriko shchita tohera mal yisla heavy. At the time when the Kayin brought her carbon, since in the morning she didn't see any dam, and she went to the mikveh ready, she was 100% Torah according to Rabbi Yossi. So even though later on in the afternoon she saw again dam, according to Rabbi Yossi, still she's Torah. So that's why her carbon is acceptable. Reinach Nami, like the Rabbanin Shit in the way we hold, that when she sees the second day, it just makes it she's still Tumah l'mafreyam, then a carbon will not be acceptable. Because at the time the carbon we have Yaisi Yomer, Zav Baal Shtei Rias, a man that saw Zav, that comes out from the Avery, the same place Sheikh Vazera comes out, Zav is a little bit more sicker, or Zav, no, Zav is not so sick, Sheikh Vazera is more sicker, Zav is a little not so sick, it's like an egg that was beaten up. Zav Baal Shtei Rias, he saw 2 days in a row. The halacha is that a man sees two days in a row, he's tummy now for 7 days. He has to have a Zayin Ikiyam not seen for 7 days, and the seventh day after that he becomes Torah, the seventh night he becomes Torah. and after the seventh night, beginning of the eighth night, he becomes Torah. So he waited now 7 days, he didn't see any more Zavis. On the seventh day comes down Erev Pesach. So they made a Shechitas Pesach, they shechted for him, they brought the carbon for him. Because the way he stands right now, if he doesn't see today, at night time he'll be tall, he'll be allowed to eat the carbon. So you're allowed to bring the carbon for him right now. The Yachakach Rom. And then after they made the Shechita in the afternoon, he saw Zavis again, so more stuff came out of him. So it's like the Chomim Taker, it's Soyser, it's considered he didn't have any Zainakim, and he's telling me all along, for sure the carbon is not acceptable. We'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, though, the carbon is acceptable. The same thing, the Chain Shemeris Yom Kenegah Jain. If an Isha saw one time blood during these 11 days, Sheshokhtu, an Erev Pesach came out, and they made the carbon Pesach, the Zokhru Leh Beshenishlo on the second day. And at that time she didn't see yet, that morning she didn't see any blood. The Yachakach Rosa, and in the afternoon after the Korban Pesach, then she saw dam. You should know anything that they sat on. The more soon the answer is only with the Rabbanim. That the Rabbanim says she's Tamil Mafreya. All the time now we consider like she was Tamil of the men also. Since he saw the end of the seventh day, it slaves through all the Zainakim, and the Tumas Shiva is still on him. So anything he sat on now is comes Tamil. Are the still Upturim Elasas Pesach Sheni? They do not have to bring another Pesach. Their korban is acceptable. So, Mar Amri, why? My Lamafrey, Lachurit Sestira. If you're telling me now he's Tamei all along, Lamafrey, all the way from before, anything he sits on, his Mishkav Moshe, is Tamei, so how could the korban be acceptable? A person that has Tumazah, the korban Pesach is not acceptable. You have to tell me Midirabonin. It's only Midirabonin. That means Midiraisa Rabbi Yossi Shitter is, that since on the seventh day he did not see, he's Taket Torah that day. And when he sees right now, it's only Mikan Labor. From now on, he becomes Tamei. But at the time when they brought the Korban Pesach, since he did not see then, he was Torah Lagamri Midiraisa. That's where Rabbi Yossi holds his Korban is acceptable. It says he's Tamei Lamafreya from before. That's only Midirabonim. But Midiraisa is Torah. Therefore, the Korban is acceptable. Much as Biafra Boishia Sovar, Rabbi Yossi also told the same Svarim. Mitamei Lamafreya Midirabonim. That's how we say if the Isha sees the second day in the afternoon blood. That she's Tamei Lamafreya, it's only Midirabonim. But Midiraisa Rav Yossi also holds like Rav Yossi, that at the beginning of the second day, she didn't see anything, she's Torah right now. And if she sees later on in the afternoon, it's only from then on that she's Tamei Midiraisa. What's the Raya? The Tanya learns like this. We have Yossi Oiner, Avo Zav Sheroa Bishvi Shaloi, a man that was a Zav, he's Tamei for 7 days. On the seventh day, he sees Zavas comes out of him again, he is Alocha Seisir Resh Lefonis. You should know that's what we hold halacha, that it's Seisir, all that is counted doesn't help, and the Tum is Mamash upon her from the beginning until now. Lamafreya, all the way from before, his Mamash has Tumas Zavah. So according to this, Avada, the Korban Pesach would not be acceptable. But the Yom Malay Rabbi Yechanan said, Lo Yister El Yomer. Yechanan said no. Even though he sees on the seventh day, it should only exclude one day, that's all. Just count one more day. So Mari asked the Monashah, how could you say that only one more day? If you're going to tell me when you see any time in the seventh day, it's Seisr, it knocks out all from before, and you tell me from before, Sa'afilu Kula Nister. What do you mean only one day count again? If you saw during the seventh day, you knock out all the first 7 days, you are tell me all along, and you have to start over again another 7 days. So what do you mean only just one day? If you're going to tell me you hold, Mikan Labohu Metame, that no, on the seventh day, the morning you were Torah, it's considered like your Torah right now. When you see in the afternoon, it's only from then on that you tell me. So then the question is, Yoyman Amalo Nister, even that one day you should not be Soyser. Because if you tell me now, it's only in the Kanabor from now on, but up until then you were Torah. You already had your 7 days you counted. So why should it be Soyser at all? Ela Eimah, so the Mara say, you know what the Yechon meant to say? Ela Eimah, lo Yister, lo Yoyman, enechanami. It's not Soyser anything. He also was like the B'yon Shishitam. That since in the seventh day in the morning he was Torah, it's considered like he has a seventh Zainakim now. If he sees later in the afternoon, it's a new Tumah that starts Mikan Labor from now on. But it's not Seis or anything. This person has considered as if he counted already 7 days. The Yom Malay Rabbi Yossi, says, the Yom Malay, they told him, Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yossi Koi Kavosach, that Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Now Rabbi Yossi also says what? That it's not Seisr at all. You're considered like you counted your 7 days. But the question is, Rabbi Yossi said before, no, that you do have this Tumas Mishkav Moshev L'Mafreya from all the way from before. In other words, if you see more Zav
on the seventh day will consider like you have no count at all, and you're tummy all the way from before, from now on. So how could you say now, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not soisi, you don't exclude anything, you have all your count at 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have nothing. It's all the way tummy from before. So what do you have to answer? Elav shmamino, mitamal mafreim adrabonim. Shmamino. That you have to answer, like we said before. According to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi also learned like that, that midyaraisa, if you counted your 7 days, and the seventh day in the morning you're still Torah, it's considered like you counted 7 days. And if you see later in the afternoon, you only start the new count, from now on are you Tomei. That Rabbi Yossi says, you even soyselam afreya, you are Tomei all along, that's only midyarabonim. Rabbonim made a chumra here, to say, well, look as if you didn't count anything. But midyaraisa is considered like your count counted, and you are Torah up until now. That's why if you brought a carbon Pesach at that time, and you first saw more after they brought the carbon is acceptable. Because at the time the carbon was brought, you attack a Torah midiraisa. Well, Rabbi Yosef Demara, Hashtu the Yoma, Mikan Laboho Metamei, Lemeis Bovad, Avizoy Lemute Mai. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Gracie says that even when there's no such thing as a suffix Tomeziva, according to Rabbi Yosef, any time we have in doubt, if you're Tomei or not, you're Taka Torah Gomer. You only Tomei Mikan Labo. When you see the Isha sees Adam, when the man sees his Zivas, from then on he's Tomei. But before that, he's Torah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we're back to the original Kasha. What did Rabbi Chiya say in the Braitzim? That the Chiddush of Tumas Atayim, you only have by Tumas Meis and not by something else. Where's the something else that's Magea, so you don't have it? By Sheretz, it's not Magea. You could bring a Korban Pesach when you're Sheretz. A Tumas Zava, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have. There's no such thing as a suffix Ziva, according to Rabbi Yossi. Either you're Tomei or you're not Tomei. There's no such suffix. So, Zalachura, what do we mean to say exclude? Is Nishrimanei, the Bekorin Hutra, like Tumas Atayim. The Chura, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to say that our first question, that even a Kayin, if he had a Tumas Atayim on him, his carbon is also acceptable. So then the price was good. By a Kayin, if he touched the Sheretz, he can't do the Avoida. So the Chiddush is, when do we say the Kayin's Avoid is acceptable? Only if it was Tumas time of Mace. But if it was Tumas time of Sheretz, the carbon is not acceptable. So be good if the Kayin, when he's Tomei, his carbon is also acceptable by Mace. But if Tumas time applies to a Kayin, then it's very good to Braisa. Where does it not apply? By Tumas Sheretz. I, the Bailam, could bring a carbon even though he has a Tumas Sheretz. Now, mean it to a Kayin. A Kayin can't do Avoid them if he touched the Sheretz that day. And let's say nobody in the world knew we touched the Sheretz. First later we find out he did, still the Avoider is no good. Then it'll be good. So when I says no, Amri no, I'll tell you there's no Raya for this year. Amri Yolam Babailam. No, was originally only the only Chiddush of Tumas Tayim was only by the Bailam, the owner. The Kayin does not have the Chiddush. If the Kayin touched the mace and nobody knew about it, still he's tummy. His carbon is not acceptable. Only by the owner do we have this Chiddush. Over Pesach, and we're talking about a carbon Pesach. Uksaver he has to hold. Ein shoychten v'zorchen atomei sheretz. Rabbi Yossi asked all the Nechanami that if the owner touched the sheretz in Erev Pesach, where he's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. So that's the Chiddush. Even though nobody knew he touched the sheretz, it's called the Tumas Atoim, and if it would have been a mace, his carbon would have been acceptable, but that's the Braisa says. Only by Tumas Mace do we say there's a Chiddush of Tumas Atoim. But by Tumas Sheretz, there's no Chiddush of Tumas Atoim. So if the Bailim touched the chair, that right now nobody in the world knew there was a sheretz there. First tomorrow we find out he touched the sheretz, the locker is his carbon was not acceptable, and he has to bring another carbon. Because by Tumas Sheretz, we do not have the Chiddush of Tumas Atayim. The question was, a sheretz anyway doesn't pass to the Bailim? No, we have Yossi old, if your Bailim, the owner, touched the sheretz, ein shechten v'zorchen atom sheretz. He's not allowed to have a carbon brought for him. And if he does it, the carbon is not acceptable, and he has to bring another one, Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says now, v'iktzuch lemutei. The Einshach, now, el Tumas Sheretz, v'iktzuch lemutei. Therefore, we have to have a Chiddush, that even though the owner touched the Sheretz in a case of Tumas Atayim, I would think maybe it's acceptable just like Tumas Meis. That's the Chiddush. No, it's not acceptable. So the Gemara, el l'ronef nukash now. El l'rav Yossi, zova gemura hechim ishkachas lo. According to Rabbi Yossi, he says, how do you ever find a Zova? I mean, an Isha, who said he's 11 days after the Nidus, as you see, he's one day, then a second, and a third day, it's Mitzurif, it's all together, now she becomes a Zova Gedolah. According to Rabbi Yossi, if she saw one day, then the next morning she didn't see, she's Torah. And she sees in the afternoon, it's considered a new count. So every day should be a new count. You can never put all three together.
How do you ever have the Zavu Gedolah to say she saw 3 days straight? According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi always says whenever she stops seeing the next morning, she's automatically Torah. And if she sees again in the afternoon, it's a new count. So how do you have the Kiddush of Zavu Gemurah? We have it not like that. If Nisha sees one day, then the next, and the next day, she's called the Zavu Gedolah. But according to Rabbi Yossi, she's Torah. And you're starting over again. Where do you have the case? And the Gemara, two cases. One case is the Isha had a steady flow of blood for 3 days straight. It didn't stop. So if the flow never stopped, there's nothing to talk about. The tumor never went off her. If Yossi only says that she didn't see the next morning, then she's Torah, and she went to the mikvah. But if the flow kept on going straight, then that's the case of Zavu Gedolah. He boy said another teretz is, he's going, Shirosa kol shnei ben hashmoshes. Hatei she saw at the beginning ben hashmoshes. Right after Shkia she saw. So she saw, let's say, Monday Shkia. So Shkia is considered like she saw Monday. It's also considered like she saw Tuesday. And then Tuesday also she saw Shkia time. So she saw like 3 days in a row. Rabbi Yossi only says if one day she didn't see, she saw that one day, that takes off yesterday's tumah. But here that she saw at the beginning of Shkia, and then the next day she also saw at the beginning of Shkia Ben Hashmoshes, there's never a day that she saw. So in such a case, she saw always 2 times Ben Hashmoshes. That's what it's considered like she saw 3 days straight without a stop in between to make her that she's Torah. Boy, Rabbi Yosef, Koyen Hamaratze B'Tomit, a Koyen that brings the Korban HaTomit. So now we're going on the Tzad to say that a Koyen does have a Tumas HaTomit. Before we add a suffix, let's say you tell me now a Koyen does have a Tumas HaTomit, that if nobody knew he was Tomei, his Korban is acceptable. What about when he brings the Korban HaTomit? Let's say the Kohen yesterday went over a place that nobody in the world knew there was a mace there. And he brought the Korban HaTomit. And now we find out the place he walked over, there was a mace there. What's going to be the locha? Kohen HaMaratze B'Tomit. Hutru Lai Tumas HaTayim Aloi. In Tinsla, if you want to tell me, Kohen HaMaratze B'Korban HaSayim. Shel Nozav Yosef Pesach. Hutru Lai Tumas HaTayim. If you want to tell me, a Kohen that brings a Korban Pesach for somebody, or a Kohen that brings a Korban Nozir for a Nozir. In such a case, you want to tell me, even though the Kohen was Tomei, but since nobody knew about it, it's acceptable, I tell you, Kohen, there is, I can understand it, because the owners themselves have the Chizh Tumas HaTomim. Of the Kohen HaMaratze B'Tomit Mai, but the Kohen, when he's bringing the Korban HaTomim, what's the locha there? Me'yam Rina, do we say like this? Ki Gemiri, when do we have this Chizh Tumas HaTomim for Pesach? Only by Korban Pesach, the Chiddush was said, if the owner, if the Bailim, were touched a mate and nobody knew about it, his Korban is acceptable. Maybe it was only a Chiddush by Korban Pesach. B'Tomid Lai Gemiri. But by the Korban HaTomid, if the Kohen that brings it, Taka went over a mate yesterday and nobody in the world knew about it, we find out tomorrow, maybe his Korban is not acceptable. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Yalev Tomid Pesach. We learn now, just like by Korban Pesach, you have the Chiddush of Tumas HaTomim, maybe the same Chiddush applies to Korban Pesach. To the Talmud. You learn out the Talmud from the Korban Pesach. Omer Rabbi, so Rabbi answers you, I'll tell you Kal V'Chaim. I have a Kal V'Chaim, it should be good. Ma v'mokim shlehut v'le tumma. Ma duch, by a regular Korban Pesach, where only one person is Talmud, or else by a Nozir. If the Nozir is Talmud, his Korban is not acceptable. Loi hut v'le tumma, you do it. If we knew the Bailam was Talmud, he can't drink a Korban Pesach this month. He has to wait to Pesach Sheni. Still hut will let Tumas HaTomim, but in a case where nobody knew the Bailam was Tomei, and first after they brought the Korban, we found out that yesterday you went over place, that there was a mace there, the Korban is acceptable. Abazai, Mokon, Shehut will let Tomei Yedua, by a Korban Tzibur, a Korban HaTomim, is called a Korban HaTzibur. A Korban HaTzibur, hut will let Tumah. It's allowed to be brought for Tumah. Even if the Kohen is Tomei, still you're allowed to bring the Korban. Like Rashi says, Mokas Rutla Les Rashi, Heicha the Lekaturim. It's in the case by all the Kohanim were Tomei. And now you have to bring your Tomei. So since the Korban HaTomei is called the Korban Tzibur, you're allowed to bring a Betumah if everybody was Tomei, even though you know about it. So Ibazoi, Eino Din, isn't it for sure, Svarun, Shutru Loi,